I was called to a certain island, one of the smaller islands in the group of Hebridean islands. This island, up until then, had not been visited by revival. And the stream of vital Christianity was running low. It was a communion season, and along with another minister, I was there to officiate. But I found the going hard. It was almost impossible. The very powers of hell appeared to be let loose around us, and I felt bound. Ministers, have you ever felt like that? Bound. And suddenly, in that pulpit, I resolved to get in touch with the praying men of Barbados. And I got in touch with this dear man and suggested that he and several others should come and pray with me. And if at all possible, bring little Donald MacPhail with them. Now Donald MacPhail, I think I referred to him already, was a young boy of about 16 years of age, but a boy that had a mighty baptism of the Holy Ghost a fortnight after he was saved. Oh, what a difference it makes. What a difference it makes. We're caught up into high places with God. And this young fellow was caught to such a high place. Well, they came and they brought this young lad with them. And I am now in the pulpit preaching. It was on the Friday evening meeting. And I find the going hard. Then I looked down and I saw this young boy with his head bowed. And I could see the tears wet on the floor. And I knew that that boy was nearer to God than I was. My dear people, we've got to be honest. We've got to be honest. And I stopped preaching. And I said, Donald, I find it extremely difficult to preach in this church. I want you to pray. And that boy rose to his feet with the congregation in Lewes. We stand to pray, we sit to sing. The whole congregation stood, and he stood with them. And he began his prayer by saying, Lord, I seem to be gazing in through the open door. They had been reading at family worship that morning, Revelation chapter 4, when John saw the vision of the open door. I seem to be gazing in through the open door, and I see the Lamb in the midst of the throne. What a vision. Oh, one is reminded of Ezekiel's vision, the heavens opened, and I had visions of God. And then the word of the Lord came expressly to me. And then his vision of the valley, Ezekiel. But this is young Donald MacPhail. I see the Lamb with the keys of death and of hell at his girdle. What a vision. Stopped praying, began to cry, to weep. And then, when he was able to control himself, he lifted his right hand to the heavens and cried, My God, there's power there, let it loose. My God, There's power there. Let it loose. And what a manifestation. Talk about the fire falling. I tell you, the fire fell that night. Now, I cannot explain the physical manifestations that took place in that meeting, except to say this, that God was in it. Oh, be careful, brother, that you don't dictate terms of revival to God. Let God work his own way. But on my right, in that congregation, the whole body of people lifted their two hands toward the heavens and fell back in a trance. Their hands were there for 2 hours. They would break before you could pull them down. On the other side, they slumped on the top of each other. And I and the other minister left them there. As he said to me, God will take care of them. God will take care of them. Of course he will. I know this, that there wasn't one single person who was exercised in that way, that wasn't gloriously saved within the week. They shall seek me and shall find me when they shall search for me with all their heart. And what a transformation. But the remarkable thing about that meeting was what happened outside the church. This again indicates God at work in a sovereign way. 5 miles away from the church, there was a village. There wasn't one single person from that village in the church that night. Not one single person. But when this remarkable manifestation took place in the church, the power of God swept through the village. Not a preacher. Nothing organized. There wasn't a single house that hadn't a person saved. Now, my dear people, I can't explain this except to say God is sovereign. God is sovereign.